Welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading to the Bay State, Massachusetts, to profile one of the most powerful people in the United States government. She represents the 5th District, but her influence extends to every single Democrat in the House. We are talking about the Minority Whip, Catherine Clark.
Catherine Clark is a fascinating study in modern power. She isn't a viral sensation. She doesn't give fire and brimstone speeches, but she is the number 2 Democrat in the House, second only to Hakeem Jeffries. She earned that spot by being a master tactician. Her job as whip is to count the votes, to know exactly where every single member stands on every single bill, and to keep the party united. And if you look at the last few years, the House Democrats have been incredibly disciplined. That is largely Catherine Clark's doing.
Her background prepared her for these high-stakes negotiations. She started as a lawyer.
Right. She was a prosecutor and a general counsel for the state's Office of Child Care Services. She worked her way up the classic ladder: school board, state house, state senate, and then Congress in 2013. She represents the Massachusetts 5th, which is a powerhouse district. It wraps around Boston, taking in Cambridge, Waltham, and Medford. This is arguably the most educated district in the country. It is home to Harvard, MIT, and Tufts University. It is the global capital of the biotech industry. Her constituents are scientists, professors, and tech innovators.
Despite representing such a wealthy, high-tech district, her legislative passion is very grounded in the daily struggle of families.
She calls it the care economy. Long before it was a talking point for the National Party, Clark was arguing that child care is infrastructure. She talks constantly about the She Session, how economic downturns disproportionately hurt women because of the lack of affordable child care. She is the driving force behind bills for universal pre-K, paid family leave, and equal pay. She argues, you can't have a functioning economy if parents can't afford to go to work. It's a message that resonates deeply with suburban women, a key demographic for her party.
She is the silent powerhouse who keeps the caucus in line while fighting for the moms and dads back home.
Exactly. She proves you don't have to be the loudest voice in the room to be the most effective.
That is our profile for the Democratic Whip. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.